Okay, Bruchem Abayim. We're up to the 19th Shira in the Asoa Kolom of the Goyin. In a certain sense, we're moving faster than I thought we would move, but in another sense, we're moving slower than I thought we would move. You can interpret that as you wish. In any case, we are going to begin today Klal Yud. Klal Yud is the last of the Asoa Kolom, but in many ways, it is actually the most difficult. Conceptually speaking, we've laid down the foundations for the difficult concepts which are needed to understand the work of the Goyin as a unity, as a philosophical and theological unity. Klal Yud will actually extend many of the ideas we developed, especially in Klal Tes, and it's going to explore them in much more detail. As we'll see in Yitzhak Shem as we proceed. In any case, we're on Daf Kuf Mem Gimel, Klal Yud, and I believe this refers to line 322. Okay, I'm just going to read and translate the Gra, and then we're going to take a look at some of the Mekoda, some of the sources for the Goyin, both in the Ari. We'll take a look at the Ramchal and also the Nefesh HaChayim. And we'll discuss a little bit the consequences of what the Goyin has to say. And of course, we'll eventually relate this to the other parts of the Goyin's work and pick specifically in light of the ideas that we've developed over the last several Shi'urim. In Klal Yud, once again, beginning on line 322, that is Daf Kuf Mem Gimel, the Goyin says the following. Odom Kadmai, okay, we have now a new Pautzuf. The Pautzuf is called Adam Kadmai. There was even the Pautzuf Atik, which the Goyin has spoken about, is not ultimately the highest Pautzuf. I mean, the ultimate Pautzuf, the highest Pautzuf, is called Adam Kadmai, which literally means the primordial man. Nikra Klal Kol Olamos. Adam Kadmai is called, right, refers to the entirety of all the worlds. In other words, Adam Kadmon is a Pautzuf. I mean, it's because it says to be a Pautzuf. We'll see what this means in a little while. But it's not a Pautzuf in the sense that Atik, or Arich, or Zeranpin, or Nukva, or Abveim are Pautzufim. But Adam Kadmon appears to be the general totality of all of the world. That's what Adam Kadmon is. So Adam Kadmon is, in a sense, a Pautzuf. We'll see in what sense we call it a Pautzuf, since it's different than a Pautzufim. But it basically refers to the entirety of Kol HaElamos, of all the worlds. Mereishis HaTzimtzum Ad Sof HaBriya. Until the very beginning of the Tzimtzum, until the end of the Briya. The end of the Briya doesn't necessarily mean Olam HaBriya. I think the end of the Briya means the very end of the physical aspect of creation. Kulam B'Chlolos Nikra Adam Kadmai. All of these worlds together are called Adam Kadmai. Vahainu, and that is to say, Shesheresh Ha'odim Hu Klal Ha'Rotzai. The root of man is in fact actually the Rotzai of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, because of that, the entire of the world are called Adam Kadmai, are called man. Vahu Zibas HaBriya, and this is the reason there is a Netra for the creation. Vahu Asher Ola B'Rotzai HaTov Techila. This is God's initial reasoning. God's initial motive for creating all the worlds. V'chol ha'bachinos asher yesh ba'adam mamish tayin avarim v'shas agidim protius, and all of the specific components of man. Mamish, said the Goyin. In other words, we really mean the actual particulars and details of man's physical structure, which includes, right, there are, actually, he says, tayog avarim v'shas agidim protius. I think really what the Goyin means, Tayag altogether, because usually the Lashon of Chazal is Ramach Evorim and Shasagid. In other words, 248 plus 365 is equal to 613. Pratyas. Kein Hu Mamesh, who says, just like man is composed of Tayag of Ramach Evorim and Shasagid, in other words, man has 613 parts altogether. Kainu Mamesh Yesh Kol HaProtim B'Klal Kol HaBriya Kulam. The entirety of the spiritual, physical cosmos is composed of 613 parts, and in particular, Ramach Evorim Shasagidim, 248 limbs, 365 sinews, which means that there is a correspondence between the anatomy of man and the quote-unquote anatomy of all of the physical, spiritual worlds. Ad shenikra ha'odem ha'miti, so that man is truly called Olam Katan. Man is called Olam Katan. This actually, Lashon, we'll see in a little while, is actually, has its source in the Rambam, in Maimonides. Once again, we're reading and translating. V'sheiresh nishmas ha'tzadikim, and the source, the root of the souls of tzadikim, heima im ha'melech v'malchusei mamash, they are with the king in his kingdom, v'heima ha'yitzrim, and they are the creators, shem reishis ha'yitzur, this is the beginning of creation, uv'dugmosom nitztayru kol ha'yitzur, and the replicas of these neshamas, right, are used, in fact, to give structure, to give form to all of creation. Ad shenayma alav, until we can say, nasa adam b'tzalmeinu kidmusenu, let us make man in our image. Okay? Kloima, that is to say, what is the meaning of this pasuk? Nasa adam b'tzalmeinu kidmusenu, let us make man in our image, from gracious. Kloima, that is to say, b'tzel uvedmus kol abriya, the anatomy and structure of man corresponds to the anatomy and structure of the entire creation, from its most spiritual end to its most physical end. Vanema hayam misham elokim shem avaya misham elokim, right? Shem hateva. In other words, selam elokim, because elokim is gematria teva, right? Because man is to be created in what's called selam elokim. Okay? So, Reishis, Hatakus, Vavuchonis, Hashem Ha'olam is the beginning of the very subtle spirituality which constitutes the very beginning of the entire world. Uvoi Ritzayno Yisborch Mislamish Ba'akli, and Kodesh Baruch Hu's Ritzayn is encased within a kli. Shereishis Ritzayn Yisborch Mechudeh B'Shem Ekya, Ana Zamin Lizgalya, I will be revealed. Okay, this refers to the further revelation of Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world. But I think it's worth it at this point to go back and see here what we're speaking about. Now, the concept of Adam Kadmon, the concept of Adam Kadmon actually appears first in the Ari. In other words, Adam Kadmon is not a term that is used by the Rishonim, those the Ukubolim HaRishonim, before the time of the Ari. Not only is this a fact, but the Ari actually states it explicitly. In the Eitz Chaim, which I have in front of me, I'm on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and the Drush Igulim V'Yaisa, which in Yetzer Shem we will try to send out to you, beginning of Anav Dalet. The Arizal writes the following. He says, after I've given you the scheme in briefly, I've spoken about the 10 spheres as the Arizal. In other words, after the Tzimtzum, there are different levels in the hierarchy of worlds which are contained within the space, right? The space which actually is created as a concept of the Tzimtzum. This the Ari refers to as the Chalal HaRikani, the empty space. Once again, according to the Ari, Kadosh Baruch Hu contracts himself to the perimeter of a circle. We're speaking either literally or metaphorically or symbolically. in accordance with the different ways in which we describe the Tzimtzum in the very first few Shi'urim. And this creates, either metaphorically, symbolically, or literally, a space which is referred to the Chalal Rikoni, the empty space within which HaKadosh Baruch Hu will create all of the entire worlds, both the spiritual to the physical worlds, which constitute the entirety of physical and metaphysical reality. There's nothing outside this place. And all the worlds are within this place. Don't think that the 10 spheres of Atzilus, which refer to the Zoya, the 10 spheres, are in fact actually the earliest, the first spheres. There were worlds before these 10 spheres, says the Ari. In fact, says the Ari, these worlds are so hidden that even the Zoya doesn't really mention them. Ela berem is nifla, but only with an incredible illusion. And the Ariza brings three passages for the tikkunim beinyan adam kadme lecholakdumim. Like it says, like we'll speak about the Mitzvah Hashem. And then he brings in the Zoya from Parshas Bereishis, the Tikkunim, Tachazi, come and see, Kama Oilomas Inun Stimen, the Inun Mislapshim, Misrachbim, Misfireim. How many worlds are hidden and enclosed, and they're enrolled, right? They're clothed, right? Within the Sphiris, which means that there are worlds that are hidden within the Sphiris. They're more internal to the spheres. They're prior to the spheres. It was another maimer in the Noyach and Parshas Pekudei. Omer Rab Shimon, Aremis Yodei Betzel La'elai, held up my hands, Betzel La'elai to above. Umiraza the Machshava, for the secret of the Machshavi love, the high, lofty Machshava. Kulo Ikre, all of them are called Ein Sof. And says the Ariza, once again, doesn't see Adam Katwin in these places. But says the Ari, Vim Tosim Eine Sichlacha, the Dayakatev. If you really look carefully at what's being said in this passage in the Zoya, Kol Amilis Amusolis Vakfulis Vagamazan and Muslim, Elamevim Avadal, Tafli Vitzhtoimim, you will be shocked. You'll be taken aback. You'll see how many levels the entire metaphysical hierarchy of worlds that are prior to the 10 spheres, which are called the 10 spheres of Atzilus. In other words, what the Arizal is saying is that, in fact, if you really look carefully in the Zohar, you will see that there are worlds that are higher than the 10 spheres, which were known, you know, which are known to the Mekubalim before the time of the Ari. V'amayim b'chibirenu zeh. If you study my work, im yizkeh, if you should merit it, says the Arizal. Yeda v'yovin v'yamayin almas kanoisam. You'll understand what they really are, as I'm going to say. Now, goes on the Ari. I'm in the second paragraph of the Ari. It's an incredible thing. The Ari now is coming to tell us that he's revealing us a secret which was hidden to the Kabbalah before him. In fact, it's so secret even the Zoya is reticent in mentioning it. Says the Ari, Hinei ha-ga'inim, who are the ga'inim? The Rashash, and the Shemesh says the Rishonim. Histirum, they hid these things. They didn't reveal it. They didn't tell it explicitly, they hid it. The Metik Lishonim, right? But the purity of their language, v'karum eser tzichtzuchei shel al gabei keser elyon, the three shining, the three lights on top of the keser elyon, uchayetzi b'dvam elo, and they had similar expressions, v'mayoyis ki ein kitzva el olama shebamokam hazeh, even though there is an unlimited number of worlds in this area, within this space, Yehem alofim uvavois. There are thousands and tens of thousands of worlds that precede the 10 spheres of Atzilus. Im kol zeh, nonetheless, the Vav katzas mashish b'yondeinu. Let's try to explain what we can. Levar b'mokam hazeh del katzara. Uvari shayna says, the Ari HaKadosh, Naskel Levara Prat Echad Asher Hu Koylo V'Tevis Kol Mokam HaKholo. We're going to speak about one thing which spans, which takes up the entire space within the circle of Tzimtzum. Asher Eimer HaPrat Zeh Mispashtim Kol Alom Miskulam. That all the, basically, right, all the worlds are included in this. Ovoy Nitlev V'Nechazim. And within this are hanging and anchored. We menu him yaitzim and his galim from it. All the worlds come out and revealed b'chutz. Onam haprat azeh, this thing which spans the entire space, from which all worlds are anchored and revealed. This is called b'shem odam kadmai, primordial man. Ak aleph kof odam kadmai. Primordial man, l'chol hakadumim, to all that which is primordial, to all primordialities, ashehu koydim l'chol hanimtzayim, which is before all of the worlds that exist. K'mo she'echtov, b'ezras Hashem, I'll explain later on, u'l'roiv ma'leis ha'adam kadam, because of the very depth and the great spirituality and sanctity of Adam Kadmaim, the Zohar didn't even deal with it because it's so deep and so holy and so spiritual. Just in a few places. We have Gamzaya but there are Godl. Even these places the Zohar hides. But ask you Ktsas Ptikunim, it means a Tikunim, etc. etc. Now, the first mention, the first discussion of Adam Kadmon in the Zohar is the Ari. That's the Ari. Now, from the Ari, even though the way the Ari pictures it, it's clear that all the worlds emerge from Adam Kadmon, nonetheless, I mean, you can understand that Adam Kadmon is the first Pautzuf. Even though all the words emerge from Adam Kadmon, we know that in the system of the Ari, Patsusim are enclosed one in the other. So really in the Arizal's scheme of things, every Patsuf extends to the end. And different Patsufim are malbish different parts of other Patsufim. The higher Patsufim having their upper parts exposed, and the lower Patsufim enclosed the lower parts of the higher Patsufim. But there's nothing, at least the way I understand in the Ari, there's nothing really essentially distinct between Adam Kadmon and between other Olamos. Adam Kadmon, of course, is a little bit different. I mean, different aspects, but that it's essentially different in essence is not really, in a certain sense, brought out so much, at least in this passage which I read from the Ari. However, already in the Ramchal, in the Klach Piskei Chochma, we see that, in fact, Adam Kadmon is different than the other Patsufim. In other words, its relationship to the other Patsufim is different than the other Patsufim related to themselves. For example, in the Klach Pesrei Chochma, in Pesach Lamed Beis, in the Chaim Friedlander's edition on Daf Kuf Chaf Beis, there he speaks that other Patsufim are ordered one below the other. So basically, the other patsufim come. So we have the lower patsufim come about through a zivuk, through a union of the higher patsufim, which give rise to the lower patsufim. He speaks about that. For example, arich and its nuk give birth to abba ve'ima. The zivuk abba ve'ima gives birth to zer anpin, etc., etc. However, he says, but this is not Adam Kadmon. Adam Kadmon is different. We don't see the Adam Kadmon's relationship to the Patsufim comes result as a consequence of what's called Zivuk. But rather, Adam Kadmon seems to be much more of a general a general pasuk. And this he says in the last three lines in Daf Kuf Chav Beis. I'm quoting from the Ramchal. Ach lefi ha'inyan hu ma shamanu ad hachshav v'hainu ki ha'emes. The truth is, sharat metzias echad kloli levad hu adase b'tech ha'kalon. There's only one metzias. In other words, even though there are many patzofen, many worlds, there's really one metzias. There's a unity to physical and metaphysical reality. V'hainu ak sholem b'chol inyonuf. And that's ak. That's on the katmoy. Peirush. Nisham nish masay v'gufa b'zei ha'shaloi. In other words, basically, he's the sham that is guf. V'zei kol anhoga al shem havaya b'ruchu. Was basically already the Ramchal has taken this incredible step by telling us that in fact actually Adam Katman represents the totality or the overarching metaphysical existence, right, of which the other Patsufin, right, from which other Patsufin emerge, but the over Klolistika, the general overarching reality is referred to as Adam Kadmai. Now, this idea is what we see in the Goyim. And if we go to the Goyim again, we see that really, the Goyim is really saying, it's a slightly different Lashon language of the Ramchal, but it's really coming to the same concept. Adam Kadmai, said the Goyim, once again, I'm back on Daf Kuf Mem Gimel, Mem Gimel Klal Yud, line 322. Adam Kadmai, Nikwa Klal Koloi Lomai. In other words, Adam Kadmai is not a single part of the Goyim is saying even more so. See, for the Ramchal, it's much a little bit that he says there's one mitzias, a general mitzias, that's done within the halal, and that's Adam Kadmon, right? And from its ha'ogas come all the alamos. In other words, somehow the patsufim are, in a certain sense, separate from Adam Kadmon, even though all Patsufin, all worlds, come from illuminations that, in fact, have their shayrish, have their source of Adam Kadmon. The language is of the Ramchal that somehow the Adam Kadmon, even though it's the underlying basic world whose illuminations give rise to other worlds, in a certain sense, is not at one with the other worlds. However, the Goyim's Lashon seems to be a little bit stronger, in my opinion. Klal koloi lomois, me'neshe sunz of atzeh habriya, all are called Adam Kadmon. The Goyim is saying that Adam Kadmon refers to all the worlds. There is an Adam Kadmon from whose ha'ala comes the other worlds. Is that the underlying unity which gives rise, at the basis, which whose illuminations give rise to the other worlds? But in fact, the totality of all of the worlds in Atzilus, says the Goyim, is Adam Kadmon. I think that's a very subtle but important distinction between the Goyim and the Ramchal. Namely what? The Goyim says is the totality of worlds is called Adam Kadmon. That's what the Goyim is saying. Now, the Goyim goes on and says, Hu sheresh ha'adam, hu klal ha'ratzon. Now, we've seen these themes previously in the Goyim. In fact, on the basis of the previous shiurim I gave, some of you were shocked. You said to me, what are you talking about? Are you telling me that the ultimate metzias of the metaphysical world is man? That God, as relates to man, is man? Says the Goyim, yes. The metzias, the ontology of all the spiritual worlds, as God relates to man, is actually an inflated man. And that concept is called Adam Kadmon. That's what the Goyim is saying, an incredible concept. Ah, is God man? Do we bow down to man? The answer is no. Because the Goyim has said already at the very beginning of the Shiurim, at the first cloud, that you should know. The Kubalim only speaking about God's relationship to the world, not God in and of himself. But God's relation to the world, since it has this transcendental, synthetic Kantian theme, which we've spoken about in detail, that man creates the reality of all the world. And that's what meant to say that God's Ratzon is in fact expressed and created by man. That was the theme of the last three, four Shiurim. So basically, the metaphysical worlds, right, have literally an entirety of structure, which is called Adam Katmai, which in fact actually corresponds to the detailed anatomy of a person himself. Now, what's interesting is, before we go further in the Goyin, what's interesting is that this concept is actually very, very much a fundamental theme in the Nefesh HaChayim, in Shaar Beis. Right? Now, I'm reading for the Nefesh HaChayim in Shaar Beis, in on Daf Kuf Hei, Perek Hei. The Nefesh HaChayim is speaking about when a person does mitzvahs. So what is he doing? When a person does mitzvahs is that through his actions, through his speech, through his thoughts, he activates the different parts of the spiritual world, spiritual universes, and by doing that, illuminates them. And this represents man's ability to rectify the spiritual physical worlds. So through man's actions, he fills up the world, he illuminates them with spiritual light. And man is capable of doing this by virtue of the fact that God endowed within man this prowess of spiritual activity. This is, in fact, how the Nefesh HaChayim learns the pasuk that man is created b'tzelem Elokim, as you all know, the Nefesh HaChayim. But I want to read into the Nefesh HaChayim a little more detail, because we're going to see, in a certain sense, how he relates this to this concept of Adam Kadmai. He says, once again, in the edition of Shechayim from Bnei Vrak, Tovshim Memtes, I guess put together by some Yisachar Doiv, Ben HaGoyin Rav Shaul Rubin, Tovshim Memtes Bnei Vrak, Daf Kuf Hei. But anyway, it ain't Nefesh HaChayim, it appears in Shaar Beis, Perek Hei. I'm going to read inside Nefesh HaChayim. Lahavin equal shall inyan ha-tesefes, to understand the surplus, the increase, the ribe bracha, and the swelling, the swelling of spiritual light and activity in all of the spiritual world through the acts of man. Mahusa inyan tzorech ha'ilomis lazer. And how this works? What is the essence of this concept? So he brings a chazal. Chazal say in brachas daf yud amud aleph, Hane chamisha baruch inafshi keneged mi omon David. In Tehillim, there were five kepitlach that begin with baruch inafshi. Keneged, what was said? So it says it was keneged, akadosh baruch hu keneged ha-neshama. Baruch inafshi, one kepitlach, five times, right. Oma akadosh baruch hu malei kala oilem af neshama malei kala guf. Once again, this akadosh baruch hu fills in the world. The Gemara brings an incredible parallel between Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world and Hashem in the Gulf. And he, of course, the Abchaim Eloshner with his incredible Bekiyah, this is even before the computer. Where the Rabbi Yisai was possible the Abaki before the computer. Vayikar Rabba, Devorim Rabba, Medus Tehillim, Tikkunim, Gaya Hemna, Yitzchayim. Im ki razal im shilu is chabu shiz boch lo ilomais. I'm reading here now go. Kodesh Baruch Hu made a metaphor, an analogy between God's connection to the worlds, the Chabrus and Hashem LaGuf, the connection of Hashem to the Guf. Al Yitech Chas V'Shalom Arvei Devrayim HaNimshol Deim LaMashal Chas V'Shalom. And don't think, right, that the Nimshol and the Mashal are the same thing. We're not saying literally. It's a metaphor. It's an analogy. Ki Be'emes Ein Orech V'Dimya B'Neim Mishim Oivim. Really, they're not in any way related, or they're not incomparable. Kam Avoy B'Zayim V'Zayim Rabbehemna. It says, El Mi Tadamyan Kael, to whom you can compare God. However, right? He says, Lo Mishilu Atmos and Hashem, Lazmo Boy Yizborach. Rakha Dabba said, Dibu, Shafa Hashem, Yikoyach, and Never Be Yitri Yizborach, and Kozei Yev Shal Nahazik Atzmusoy. In other words, even though the Shama is created as a koyach, created by man, nonetheless, you cannot be massing the Atzmos. L'chalaz L'shum Tayopul. He can't designate the essence of God in anything. Only mitzad his chabos to the world. We've spoken about that. In other words, Nefesh HaChayim understands, as the Goyim understands, that God himself we can't describe, only God's relationship to the world. So he says like this. So he says, Ulechoy Yipoli, Amandav Kovav. one should marvel, wonder. In other words, it's interesting because he brings here, on Rosh Hashanah, for example, the Gemara says Rosh Hashanah Chavdalu and Beis, when the Zabim Gilu and Beis, Kol HaPatzuf V'Mutar, it's permitted to make faces, caricatures of everything except for the character of the face of man. What's the reason? It says in Shmais, Perachaf, Pasach of Gimel, the very end of Pashish Yisroi, Loi Sasun Iti, do not make me, do not make with me, Loi Sasin Oisi. In other words, man is called God. He says, when you make a Pautzuf, a face of man, you make a face of God. Shreklach. I thought of it as well. Reishas Rabba, Yesh La'ozim Shabbalah B'chachba, it says, the Musa Kisi, the Musa Kamara Adam, once again, there's a anthropomorphic caricature of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Chokhmas Adam Tarabonov, right? This is in Nevi'im. The Mus Gevur Shom Maila Tzuvas Adam, there, that the upper, the Mus, the face of God, is like the face of man. Once again, different Zoyas and Midrashim, comparing the face of man to the face of God. Of course, all this has to be Bekor in the Pasuk. Says Rav Chaim Voloshin Ashrek, how can we say something like this? L'choyah Yipale, says in the very Daf of Kuvav here. Sha'abez Perakei. It says in the Pasuk Yishayon, Perak Mem, Pasuk Yudches, El Mi Tidam Yud. To whom can you compare God? You can't compare God to anything. Says Rav Chaim Voloshin, Ha'inyin Kamo Shukasat El, like I run above. So Perak Gimel. Shekol Hasaka Seinu Kiv Yochol Oisi Yis Baruch Shemo Yorach Mitzat Zichabuz Yis Baruch Lo Lema. Our Hasaka Kosh Baruch is only as he relates to, as he connects to the world, not in and of himself. V'sei the matz of him, turning over to Daf Kuv Zayin Oy Lomaz Kocha Kula Amal Yonah Tachtun Yach Bechlal. All of the worlds, all of the arrangements of the world, the hierarchy of the worlds, Mesudarim Kiv Yochol, are arranged B'chol pirateim, in all the details, kitab this claim as the Adam, like a caricature of man. If I take all of the worlds together, looks like a man. B'sida kol pirkei evarav, all of his evarim, what's the goin? Amach evarim. V'gidav, his sinews, shas agidim. V'chol peratin yanim sheboi v'his achlus v'em behevelo shehu koilim yach v'techa. In other words, all of the worlds are basically an anatomy of man. And he says this is the English Yer Koyben, it's mentioned in the Midrashim, which by the way the Rambam called Apikosas and Minos. And he refers to the Eitz Chaim. Yosha, Beis Gimel Dalet, that's what I just read to you a half hour ago. He refers to Eitz Chaim, you don't believe in the Eitz Chaim. And that's what it says, but Yivar Lakim is the other B'tzalim, it's a little kid. Man was created the image of God. It's not a marshal that the Rambam says intellect. Literally. Man is in the image of God. The image of God as it relates to the worlds. It says, Rav Chaim Voloshiner, V'yatzmus yizbor b'spash b'tata b'tachulam. God's asmus is b'spashet. Flows through all of these worlds. Mamalim fills them up. Bunishmasa de lahoid is the neshama to all these worlds. Like the neshama relates, is bispashet. Extends throughout the guf. Incredible. And he says, in the Haggah, it's unbelievable. There's the inyan called ta'olim, and this is the inyan of the ta'olim, the adjectives that appear in the Torah. Yad, regel. Why is the hand? Foot of God, leg of God. What does it say that for? Hakol mitzad chabusa yizbol emayis. That refers to the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu interfaces with the worlds. Shem sudom api aseda azeh. Because God interfaces the world in a way in which resembles the anatomy of man. The actual names of these powers and worlds. Lobu shalom. They're not metaphoric. Kenegat the Rambam. Gankin ba'odom in Mishemes Bushalom, etc. And then he says, Ayin Mayin Nevuchim. Look at the Mayin Nevuchim. And Chavav, Avoy is HaKadosh, who attacks the Rambam, who is Masik on the Rambam. L'chay, the Rambam did no Kabbalah. He says, no. So he says, the Rambam knew Kabbalah. Gam HaRambam, Kosa B'meir Perak Ayin Beis, Shekosa O'ilam B'chlal Nikra Shio Koyma. The whole world is called the Shio Koma, which means anatomy of a person, character. V'herech Lam Shio Klal Chalki O'ilam B'chalki Evri Adam. He makes a correspondence between the parts of the world and the parts of man. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Shem of the world. In other words, Lamaisa, that Nefesh HaChaim is saying, the Rambam knew Kabbalah. This was called, the Rambam calls it, Olam Katan. That's what the Goyim is referring to here. Now, I don't want to chas v'shalom argue Chaim Volozhin, although the rationalist among you, I'll have you know that Aristotle understood that the entire world, in its entirety, resembled a living being. There's a dispute between Aristotle and Plato on this issue. But in other words, this concept of the entire world is an entirety, is resembling an organism, maybe that's not a human organism, actually goes back to Aristotelian science. But that might be what the Rambam is referring to, the Nefesh HaChaim is certainly learning it, that it's not merely a scientific description, which rather be sorry. But be that as it may, the fact is that this goes on Rabbi Chaim Volozhin and says, is that this allows man to affect the spiritual worlds. Because since there's this correspondence between man and his detailed anatomy and between the spiritual worlds, so the actions of man correspond to different worlds. The different mitzvahs which involve different specific aspect of either his body, his speech, or his thought, will merely activate the corresponding world to which they refer to, to which they correspond to. That's really Reb Chaim Volozhin's understanding of the mechanism by which man activates all the spiritual worlds. In any case, let's go back to the Goyim. All of these things are in the Goyim. Now, what do you mean all these things are in the Goyim? Well, Chaim Volozhin is the Goyim's Talmud Movak. But we see, to use the yeshivish language, we see where he's coming from. In other words, the source of Chaim Volozhin's statements here in Shal Beis Perakei, which I read to you, in fact, it's very, very, in a good part of the first two Sha'arim of the Nefesh HaChaim, are based on this statement of the Goyim, that the entirety of the worlds are in fact have a human anatomical resemblance and are called Adam Kadmai, Rabach Evorim Shasagita. And this, says the Goyim, is the Sheirish HaAdam, B'chlal HaRotzoi. In other words, says the Goyim, what is the mechanism by which man creates the way Tribbetz learned. Man creates the reality of the worlds. It's because the worlds are anatomically suited to man. The worlds, in fact, are man. The worlds are Adam Kadmoy, meaning that man, through his acts, constitutes the spiritual structure of the worlds through which God relates to his creation. That, in fact, actually is the insight of the Goyim. Actually, the way I understand the Goyim is actually deeper. Chaim Volozhin understands this like a press button mechanism. I'm saying, ontologically, they're one and the same. But in any case, the fact is that Chaim Volozhin's idea is rooted in the Goyim's concept and conception of the hierarchy of the spiritual worlds, which constitutes the Kabbalah. The ultimate origin of this concept, of course, as we saw, is in the Ari. But the Ari, while he's the first person to reveal, to speak about, to elaborate on the Adam Kadmon, the idea, in my opinion, is developed even further, both in the Ramchal, ultimately in the Goyin, and then on a more for practical or theological level of Chaim V'Lajana. Now, so that's what the Goyin says. V'chalabachinas Hashem, ba'odam mamish tayeg mitzvah tayeg evolah b'shas agidim, he means tayeg mitzvah tayeg altogether. Ramach evolah b'shas agidim, pratyas, specific limbs and sinews, kainu mamish is kol ha'pratim kolam chalabri, this is pratim reading tayeg b'nir. Ad shedikra ha'odam amiti olam katav, so man is called olam katav, the Rambam. V'sheresh nishma satadikim, heimeim ha'melech v'malchusoy mamish, Vema hayitzrin shem reishis hayitzor, the bosom is tayo kol hayitzor, ad shenem alav nasa adam sadik. In other words, the actual creation of the worlds is the sham of the sadikim. What does this mean? But in any case, nasa adam betzal menu kim museinu means let us make all of the worlds in the image of man. There was not a the pasuk usually is translated as like man in our image. But in fact, actually, that man was made in the image of the entire Bria. Now, who are these Neshamas HaTzadikim? Well, it seems to me the Neshamas HaTzadikim represent the Sheresh of the Tzadikim, because the Tzadikim are the people who most powerfully define the architecture of the spiritual world. That's what he means. That's called Malchus. Because once again, Malchus, Kavoy Malchusai, the raison d'etre of all of creation, represents ultimately the Kesser of the next cycle. That's the will of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. What it says that with the Melech B'Malchusai, meaning is that the Neshamas HaZdikim meant their spiritual prowess. That is which powers and generates all the spiritual worlds and constantly give them their human caricature, the spiritual human architecture of all of the spiritual worlds. That's what the Goyin means. Vanema Bisham Elokim Shemateva Reishis Hadakos Vamchadis Hashem Oilam Bereishis Ba'alokim or Tselem Elokim. That means the first thing created, which is the Luchonius of the world. Uboy Ritzoyna Yisborach Mislabish Ba'akli Yekonish Bochum Ritzoyna is Mislabish, enclosed in the Kli, and now on line 353. Shereishis Ekya. In other words, God's initial Ratzon, his will, is called Ekya. And Ekya, the Goyin says, well, actually, Ekya, Asher Ekya, which he reveals to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Targum of that is Ana Zamet Lizgalia. I am ready to be revealed. Kloima, that is the setting. Bereishis ha-metzius. Einu kaira eise b'shem zeh. At the very beginning of creation, God is not called by this word, by this term, by this name. Shu megale, it reveals. Right? Shu asa lizgale. God is just revealing the fact that in the future, he's going to be revealed. Hagam sha'ata. Even though now, Biskasia, God is hidden. One cannot even describe God and conceive him in any way. In other words, that which will be revealed. In other words, God in his hidden potential state is called Ekya. When it's revealed, it's called Adnos. Why Agnus? In other words, basically, the purpose of creation is to show that Kadosh Baruch was Adon Kol Ha'aretz, the master of the world. In the state now where Kadosh Baruch Hu is hidden, he's called Ekir, Ekir Shekir. I'm waiting to be revealed. I'm not revealed yet. The final revelation is B'Shem Adnus. That's called Kavoy Malchusai. Because Kavoy Malchusai means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Adon, is the master of the world. That's connection between the beginning and the end. The end and the beginning is the Goy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's revelation in the future is the hidden revelation in the present, at the very beginning of creation. So both Adnus and Ekir are included, in fact, in the word Elokim. Now, what's the Goyim doing here? So we have here an incredible thing. And I want to step back. I know I'm a real bit fast now because it's so exciting just to read these words. There's this tremendous spiritual, intellectual content. Heinohach. But let's think a little bit what's actually going on. The going here, first of all, is operating with a gematria. There's a gematria which is called Elokim. Elokim, right, is a gematria. The gematria of Elokim, Mem is 40, Lamed is 30, that's 70, Yud is 80, He is 5, 85, Aleph is 86. Pooh! Gematria of Elokim is 86. And that's the gematria of Teva, right? The gematria of Teva, right? Teva is spelled Tes Beis Aydin. Teva is 81. Oh, Hateva. That's 86. Hateva. Right? I think Hateva is 86. Okay, right. I mean, sadly, concurs with me. Hateva is 86. Now, Ekye. So, Ekye is 21. Adnos, right? Aleph Dalet is 5. 5 in Nun is 55. 65. 65 in 21 is 86. So now we have these gematrias. The God is working with gematrias. In other words, Elokim is Hateva. Why Hateva? Because as we've learned in previous Shulim, Kosh Baruch created the world in only one way. There's only one way, only one Bina, Tvuna, which expresses the Lotz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hateva. Definite article, Hei Yedia. Elokim is Hateva, 86. And Elokim is a combination of what? Of Ekya. Ekya is the future, potential revelation. But the going quotes Anazamin Lizgalitz, Ekya Sha Ekya. And it's a combination of Ekya and of Atlas, which represents the final Gilead of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals, is revealed to be the master of the world. Kavoy Malchusai. Now, what does this mean? The going now, in fact, is focusing on something that we spoke about previously, the previous lectures. Nevertheless, the relationship between ontology and ethics, or more so, between the physical created world, ontology, man's study of the world, the scientific study of the world, and God's will, his Ratzon, his ethics. In other words, we saw that in the first few Klolim of the Goyim, we've spoken about this several times, a major theme of the Goyim was that even though the world which we witness, which we bear witness to, ethics and ontology, the scientific study of the natural world and the consciousness of God's will, or God's ethics are two separate things, but it says the Goyim in the future will be combined into one. The Goyim is Maimonidean until the Messianic era. Then he strips himself of his Maimonidean rationalist identity, combines ontology and ethics. The ethics known the Bria, that's by Yahweh Kim Kitoy. We spoke about this in detail in several places. The Goyim now is actually going to go back to this thing right now. But first he describes it in terms of Teva. How in terms of Teva? And not in terms of Teva. The fact is the following thing. The description of the world as corresponding to the anatomy of man, Adam Kadmon, in a certain sense, is the Kabbalistic notion of the unity of ethics and ontology. If we say that the entire world, the entire metaphysical, physical spectrum of the world, corresponds to the Demos Adam. The physical spiritual worlds are in fact what? They represent the ontology of the world. The Demos Adam is the person, Adam is the person to whom God's will is revealed and who acts in accordance with God's will and God's ethics. So in fact is that the identity of the reality of the world with the ontology of man, the anatomy of man, is in a certain sense the merger of ontology and ethics. That's what the Goyim is saying. What the Goyim is saying is that all the worlds in their entirety, from the most spiritual to the physical, are none other than Demos Adam, Adam Kadmon. Adam, of course, represents man, that creature who acts in accordance with God's will, the personal God. The worlds themselves are the created world of God, the created world which man can objectively study and understand through science, through Torah, through Kabbalah. And the Demos Adam, representing the human, personal dimension of the spiritual physical worlds, represents the union of ontology and ethics, or as Rabbi Shabbat Soloveitchik says in his forthcoming lectures on Genesis, the unity of Deus Mundus and Deus Persona, The hidden God in creation, the God of creation. He's hidden because he doesn't reveal his personality to us in his physical creation. And the personal God who reveals himself to Klal Yisrael and establishes the personal relationship of I and thou. The Goyim says that this concept is Adam Kadmon. That the spiritual, physical ontology of the created world is none other than one person, a personal person who's God. That's what the Goyim is saying. Elohim is Gematria HaTeva. Man is created B'Tzelem Elohim. What does it mean, man is created B'Tzelem Elohim? If I look, what is B'Tzelem Elohim? On one hand, Elohim is HaTeva. The physical world, the natural world. On the other hand, Elohim is also the man, God, the personal man-God relationship, the caricature of man representing the personal God, or man is becoming God. And therefore, Elohim contains this personal, this personal essence. But the personal essence goes and develops and undergoes a transition from being hidden to being to be revealed. In other words, nature is what it is. The scientists discovers nature. The human aspect of creation, the human face of creation, is first hidden and then revealed. Therefore, Elohim, which is also Gematria HaTeva, nature, is the sum total of Ekia, the hidden God, who's waiting to be revealed, who's imprisoned, as Bishop Soloveitchik says in beautiful poetic language, within the chains of the physical world, and is waiting, desires, to reveal himself to man. That's Adnus, the Tatunai. That's what the Goyin is speaking about. Incredible. So the Goyin now has found the Kabbalah is expressing this union, this merger of the God of nature, the God who creates nature, and the personal God, the human face of nature, which goes from a hidden to a revealed state. And this is in fact rooted in the Kabbalistic concept which the Ari introduced to the world, Adam Kadmoin. Not only on the different patsufim, expressions of a human dimension, the entirety of the creation, meaning even the physical creation, the entirety of ontology, is none other than a face of man. And that's the yisoid, the soid, the secret, the fundamental idea of Adam Kadmoin. Okay, Yemitz Hashem, we will continue with the next lecture, and we will explore this even deeper to understand the beautiful, profound, and deep ideas which the Goyin is going to express and develop in Kol Yud. Until then, have a good Tavach, a good week. I look forward to speaking to you in Yemitz Hashem very soon.